And again, welcome to the house of the Lord this morning as we are gathered here to praise and worship the Lord and to hear the Word of God today for the people of God. Amen. So today, you know, I talk a lot about the Lord and how wonderful the Lord's Word is. And we think about, you know, not long ago I had someone tell me, we were talking about God's Word, and they said, well, that's for yesterday. Those words in the Old Testament, that was for them back then. But you know what? I disagree with that person, because those words that are written long ago back in the Old Testament are for us today as God's people still. So whether you take, you can't just take part of the Bible. Amen. You can't just take parts of this Bible and say, well, that's all I want. Because the Bible, from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelations, is for the people of God and for the people of God today, like right now in this time. So today I'm going to share with you, I titled this message, I Will Remember My Father God. You know, it's so easy, and while I'm talking and sharing with you this morning, I'd like to ask you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, and we're going to read starting in verse 7. Deuteronomy, chapter 8, I'm going to read verses 7, starting with verse 7, I'm going to read verses 7 through 18 this morning. So, you know, a lot of times we when our lives are going really well and we just, we think we're sitting on top of everything and we think, well, you know, right now everything is smooth sailing. We don't think about God. We don't remember God. We don't remember how great and good God has been to us and is to us every day. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, because the times we're living in today, more people, believe this or not, more people are turning to God. Amen? You hear everywhere you go. I read things, I see people, I hear people talking about God now more than they ever have. And what does that tell you? Well, it tells me that when things are good, we don't think about God as much. We don't remember the goodness of God. But I tell you today, church family, whether you agree with me or not, I tell you today, we need to remember God every day. We need to remember the goodness of God every single day, because the Lord has been good to me. Anybody else? The Lord been good to you? The Lord has been good to you. The Lord has been good to me. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you right now. It doesn't matter what kind of troubles you're facing right now. The Lord has been good to you. And therefore, we should never forget how good the Lord is to us. Every day that we wake, we should give God the glory and God the honor and God the praise. Because you know what? It could all be gone in a heartbeat. All your monies, it could be gone in a heartbeat. All your things could be gone in a heartbeat. And they wouldn't make no difference what you have. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing for sure this morning. You can have all the things in the world. You can have all the monies in the world. You can have everything your heart desires in this world. But if you ain't got God, you ain't got nothing. Amen? You ain't got a thing. You ain't got nothing if you ain't got God. You ain't got nothing. If you ain't for God, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no hope. You ain't got no faith. You ain't got no trust. You ain't got no love. And listen, I want to go a little step further. If I didn't have God in my life, I would be nothing. Amen? I would be nothing without the Lord. And I know that today. And I remember how God has brought me from where I was to where I am today. So let me read to you out of Deuteronomy today, starting in verse 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce. You will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig up copper, or you can dig copper out of the hills. Goes on to say, when you have eaten and are satisfied, it says, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. But be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. He says, otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He will lead you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of the hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. And in verse 17, so you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But he says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to induce wealth, and so confirms that his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. Let me pray right there just for a minute. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. God, it's such a joy and a privilege to be able to see and hear and read your word, God. For you, your word is great unto us, Heavenly Father. It's real unto us in this time, in this day, Heavenly Father. And God, we thank you for all your blessings. And Lord, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross. God, let your word be spoken through me, nothing more than a willing vessel this morning, God, by the power and the ability of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, let those that hear your word today, God, be touched and moved in a mighty way. And let this word be manifest in their hearts, Heavenly Father. And Lord, that you bring it back to their remembrance, God, of how great you are and how wonderful you love us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask this now, holy, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen, I want to tell you something this morning. A lot of times we look at our lives and we think, man, look what I've done. Look what these hands have produced. Look at all the money that I have made and put up in the bank. Look at my nice house. Look at my nice cars. Look at the nice clothes. I did all that. But the Lord God says here in this word I just read to you, he says, do not forget. Do not ever say that you have done those things by your own might, because you haven't. Because the Lord made it possible. But it's by the Lord's power. It's by the Lord's might that you've done these great and wonderful things and obtained these wealth and blessings of the Lord. It's like I said before just a minute ago, without the Lord you don't have the blessings of God. But with the Lord, by following the decrees and the laws and commandments of God, that is why you are blessed. That is why I am blessed. And that I have all that I have. And I don't want more than what I need. Amen. I don't need more than what I have to have to get by on. I don't have to have a bank full of money. I don't have to have a Lamborghini sitting out in the parking lot this morning. That's one of Carson's favorite cars. Where is he? He's always talking about wanting a Lamborghini. But I told him, I said, you know what? If you want those things, then do what's right unto the Lord. Follow the Lord's commands. Follow the Lord's ways. Follow the Lord's will. You want to be blessed this morning, church family? Then do what the Lord asks you to do. And just remember, when you start receiving those blessings, don't forget where it come from. You know, when I can picture Moses leading those Israelites out of Egypt, and they were so happy to be brought out by the hands of God. Listen, Moses didn't bring those people out by his own might and power. He didn't even want to go down there. He said, who am I to say go to Pharaoh and tell him that I'm here to lead out these people? Who am I to say that I'm here to deliver these Israelites out of the hands of slavery and bondage? He didn't even want to do it. He said, Lord, I'm not even a good speaker. He said, I can't do it. But he said, the Lord said, you are able to do it. He said, not by your own hands. Listen, the Lord clearly told Moses, and it's not in the scriptures here, but I'm just visualizing this. The same things he tells you and I. You might not be able to do it by your own might and power, but by the Lord's might and power, you can do all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. You can do all things if you put your faith and trust in the Lord. If you don't put your faith and trust in the Lord, you're never going to do anything. You'll never go anywhere. You'll never receive the blessings of God. How many want the blessings of God today? I know you do. I know you do. You're just like me. I want the blessings of God. And why do you want those blessings? You know, God makes it. God's the giver of all blessings. And He makes the ones that receives the blessings of God capable of giving blessings to others. How great does that work? How wonderful does God do things this morning, church family? You see, when you receive blessings from God, He makes us able. He makes you and I capable of blessing and being a good giver. You know, do you know that the Lord loves a cheerful giver? Do you know that? How do I know that? It says right here in the Word of God. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. And what does that mean? Just by putting your tithes in the offering plate? No. It's much more than that. It's great that you come to the house of the Lord and you pay your tithes, because that's what's required of you. It's what's required of me. I work. I receive blessings. I pay tithes. And the Lord blesses me for it. Those that sow sparingly, they reap sparingly. Those that sow bountiful, they reap bountiful. So guess what? It's a decision we have to make every day. Whether you're going to be a cheerful giver or you're not going to be a cheerful giver. Whether you want to sow sparingly and reap sparingly. You know why I think so many people are struggling? Because they don't sow good. They're not good sowers of seed. They hold on to that seed. And I'm not just talking about money this morning. There's a lot more in this life than just money. When you hold on to what you have, you could give someone hope. How much hope do you think you give someone today? You don't think that's a seed? How much faith could you give someone today? How much love could you give someone today? You don't think, oh, those things are seeds? Those are seeds that you could be planting in another person's life. And those that have received the love of God have the greatest gift to give to others. Man, there's a lot of people out there that could use a good dose of love. They could use a big old 5-gallon jug of love. Maybe a whole tank of love. Maybe 20 gallons. I don't know. I know people that need 100 gallons. But man, I got it. You know what? I got it. My tank's full of love. My tank's full of hope. My tank's full of faith. And that's what I want to give. That's what I want to sow. That's what I want to sow into the lives of others. But you know what? We can eat. We can have our fill. We can be satisfied and keep it all to ourselves. But I tell you what it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 25. It says, who can eat? And who can have enjoyment without Him? And that comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 25. Who can eat and who can have enjoyment without Him? And who's the Him he's talking about? Paul's talking about the Lord. Without the Lord, you can't eat and enjoy. You can't live and enjoy your life. You can't be satisfied and live your life without the Lord. Amen? Can somebody say amen to that? Without the Lord, you can't enjoy your life. You can't be satisfied with your life. You're always going to be unhappy. You're always going to be bitter. You're always going to be angry. You're always going to have need for more. But if you give your life over to the Lord, if you yield your life over to the Lord, you're going to be filled. You're going to be satisfied. You're going to find joy. You're going to find peace. You're going to find happiness. And you're going to live unto the Lord, and you're going to love it. And you're going to enjoy it every day. Do y'all believe me? Am I telling the truth? Am I lying to you this morning? Man, you're looking at one of the most miserable persons that ever lived at one time. I lived apart from the love of God. But man, one seed was sown way, way back. And man, I look at things a whole lot different now. Yeah, at one time I had no hope in people. I thought all people were just liars. I thought all people were just out for themselves. I thought all people were just whatever. I used to ask my mom when we were little, why didn't we go to church? And I've probably said this a zillion times, but I'm going to say it again this morning. My mom would always tell me the same answer. We don't go to church because there's a bunch of holy rollers in church. I didn't know what a little kid, I don't know what a holy roller is. But I kind of took it as those false people. They were liars. They were just people going to church. But see, now I know different. Now I know this is what the love of God is right here. I'm looking at it. You're the love of God. You have the love of God in you this morning. Praise God. You should be praising God this morning. You should tell God every morning you wake up, I'm so thankful I've got the love of God in me. A lot of people can't say that when they wake up. A lot of people only think about themselves and what they're out to gain and what they're out to get. But it still won't make them happy because it still won't be enough. But the Lord promises you one thing. Just like He did the Israelites when Moses led them out of Egypt. He said, as long as you follow my decrees, as long as you follow in my footsteps and do what I tell you to do, you'll be a blessed nation. You'll be a blessed people. And I tell you this morning, church family, as long as you stay with the Lord, no matter what that old crafty serpent tries to say to you, no matter what he tries to whisper to you, you're going to be a blessed people. If you follow after the Lord and don't turn left or to the right, if you keep your head straight and look at the path the Lord has laid out before you, you'll be a blessed person of God. You'll be a blessed child of God. You are a blessed child of God. And listen, there's always hope. Listen, people say, well, there ain't no hope. There is hope. God is your hope today. Amen? God is your hope today, whether you look at it or not that way. You've got hope today. There's hope for tomorrow. If there's another day tomorrow, I don't know if there is, because the Bible says today is the only day we have. The day is the day of salvation. But listen, if there's another day tomorrow, God, there's still hope. Amen? There's still hope for you. There's still hope for me. There's still hope for the lost. There's still hope for those that are dying. There's still hope for those that are sick. That's where you got to place your hope. That's where it's got to happen. You got to put it in the hands of God and let God do it. Let God control it. Let God do His will. Let God make His might known. These hands are powerless this morning. I can't do nothing on my own. Can't do a thing. But with the Lord's help, I can do all things. Amen. I can do all things. I can love you. I can pray for you. I can help you to find the way that if you're lost this morning to go. There's a lot of things these hands can do with the help of the Lord. Amen. A lot of things. All right. So moving on. You know what Jesus said in John 14:1? Jesus said in John 14:1, He says, don't let your heart be troubled. He says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen? Jesus himself said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, well, preacher, how can we not let our heart be troubled? All the things that's going on in the world right now, all the things that's going on in our neighborhoods, our communities. How can we not let our hearts be troubled? Well, I tell you how. You can be on your knees. You can get down on your knees and pray unto the Lord. That's how. You can ask the Lord to help you. You can ask for the Lord's help and He will give it to you. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe if you prayed out unto the, if you called out unto the Lord? The Bible that I read, the Bible that I study says those that call upon the name of the Lord, He'll help them. He hears them. He says they shall be saved. They shall be saved. And Jesus says, don't let your heart be troubled. He says, you believe in God, also believe in me. And listen, I believe in God today. I also believe in Jesus Christ today. And I know today that if I called upon my Father, He's going to help me. Do you believe that today, church family? If you call upon your Father, do you believe? Has He helped you? That's the bigger question. Has the Lord helped you in any way? Listen, I know all of us could stand up in here this morning and tell all about the trials and tribulations we just went through just this past week. But the only way you got through them, the only way you're going to get through any kind of trouble or trials or tribulation is to pray and ask for the Lord's help and believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ the Son. Listen, that's why we have an advocate that's sitting at the right hand of God the Father this morning. When you pray, your prayers go straight to God. Jesus already did all He had to do on the cross to make it possible to forgive us for... You know when sin overwhelms us, you know what the Bible says in Psalms? I think chapter 65. Let me look. Psalms chapter 65 and verse 5. It says, even when the deeds of sin overwhelm us, God still forgives us. Amen. When we mess up, when we go wrong, when we get angry, when we're bitter, when we're filled with hatred sometimes, when we're filled with pride sometimes, even when we sin against God and don't do the things of God, and we fall to sin, God still forgives us. What a great God. Amen? What a great God. What a mighty God. He still forgives us. And He overlooks what we've done. And He moves on. You know, we had one of the best Sunday school classes I think we've ever had this morning. And the very first lesson, the book is called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. And when I was reading in there this morning, man, I was overwhelmed with the Spirit of the Lord. I couldn't shut up. I couldn't be quiet. And some things caught my eye. It said this: the birthplace of disappointment, what the first chapter talked about, the birthplace of disappointment is when Adam and Eve sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, and they took from the fruit of the tree that they weren't supposed to take. And then that's when disappointment came into the world. That's when sin came into the world. That's when Adam and Eve's eyes were opened and they realized that they were naked and they went and hid themselves. They covered themselves. And then when the Lord came looking for them, then the Lord found them in the garden and they were hiding. And then they said, we hid from you, because the Lord asked them, why are you hiding from me? And then they said, because we realized we were naked. And then automatically the Lord had known. The Lord knew what they had done. And they didn't have to lie about it. You know, if you ever ask a little kid, did you do that? They'll automatically say no. That's the sin that came into the world. That's the disappointment of the birthplace of disappointment when the Garden of Eden was, when the fall of man happened in the Garden of Eden. And the Lord said, who told you were naked? And then He already knew. The Lord already knew. But it's like this today, church family. We can't live between two gardens. We can't live in the Garden of Eden and in the Garden of Sin. You got to make your mind up. Which garden you going to live in? Which garden do you want to be in? That's the question. Which garden do you want to be in? And then I want to share this with you this morning. Over in Psalms chapter 77, verse 11, it goes on to say this. It says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Now listen, I think this morning, church family, when old Moses was leading those people out of Israel, out of Egypt, I believe when they came to that Red Sea, I believe that was a miracle. Amen? Anybody agree with me? I believe when those Israelites looked back and they saw Pharaoh's army coming after them, they were all filled with disappointment. Don't you think? They were already saying, we could have stayed. We could have stayed back in Egypt. We could have just been slaves for the rest of our lives and died making bricks for old Pharaoh. But now we're up here in this red, up against this Red Sea, and there's nowhere to go. And here they come. They saw that vast army coming. And a lot of them probably thought, well, this is it for us. See, that's what a lot of people are doing today. They're thinking, well, this is it. This is it. We're going to die. This is it. We're going to get wiped out. There's so much negativity going on in the world right now, it ain't even funny. To the virus, from the virus to the president, you name it. It's all going on. And we're backed up. Listen, you might be backed up against that Red Sea. But listen, you know what God told Moses? He says, stretch out your staff. He said, stretch out your staff and touch that water. And that water parted. And they walked over. It says, the Bible says they walked over. They walked through that water. It parted back. And they were all able to cross over on dry ground. Can you believe that story this morning? So, I don't believe that story, preacher. Well, I do. I believe that story happened. I believe that that's how great God is this morning. I believe that's a miracle of God that He did right there on that day. And listen, God is still doing miracles today. Amen. He's still performing miracles today, whether you believe it or not. That's how great God is today. Well, you say, well, preacher, I don't see no miracles going on. I don't see nothing changing. Well, listen, well, maybe you ain't looking right. Maybe you need some new glasses. Maybe you need to get some glasses. Because when I take these things off, I can't see nothing. I can't see the read. I can see the drive. But better not ask me to turn somewhere because we might be lost somewhere because I can't see the signs. But if I got these glasses on, I can see, I can read, I can do just whatever I can do, whatever I normally can do. But listen, don't let disappointment cloud your vision today, okay? All right, I'm going to close with this. I'm going to close with this final word. Wow. You know, if we thought about today, and I'm going to read this out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. It's one verse. And it says here, you're encouraged to be generous unto the Lord. You're encouraged to be generous unto the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Think about today, church family, if your pastor could give a little more love. If your pastor could help somebody have a little more hope, find a little more peace. Yeah, listen, it ain't going to happen overnight. You know what I'm working on right now? I ain't told nobody this. I'm working on in my spirit right now. I'm praying for people. I'm praying for people that God has put in my path. I think, God, why did you put this person in my path? God, you know I don't have much patience. But you know what the Lord keeps telling me? I put people in your path. They probably didn't have much patience either. But they delivered a seed. They planted a seed in you. But think about, what if you gave just a little bit more to the Lord by helping someone else? How much hope could you give this holiday season? How much love could you give another person this holiday season? You heard that report? You heard what she read? How would you like to have been there when that little boy put those things on and was able to stand up and move around? You don't think that gave that boy some encouragement? You don't think that filled that boy with some love? Our gift was small. But you know what? I want to tell you this morning. This is going to be something you might want to hear. There's no small gift when it comes to the Lord, okay? There's no small gift when it comes to the Lord. When you give it out of the abundance of your heart, there's no small gift. You say, well, I ain't got much to give. Well, give what you got. Amen? If you ain't got much to give, give what you got. I don't care if it's money. I don't care if it's time, talent, or if you just listen to somebody. Give what you got and be a blessing to someone else. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, God, for the message that's went out. Lord, I pray those that are watching on Facebook today, God, will be blessed in a mighty way. God, I pray the people that are here at this church today, Heavenly Father, in your house today, God, will be blessed. Lord, I just ask a double portion of blessings to be poured out right now in the name of Jesus Christ on every person, God. Lord, for those that are struggling today, Heavenly Father, God, for those that have no hope, God, for those that don't even have you in their lives today, Lord, I just pray for them, God. Lord, I ask you to help them, Lord. Lord, send us out. Lord, the word of God that I read every day says the fields are ready. They're white for the harvest, Heavenly Father. But Lord, we need the laborers. Lord, we need to send out the laborers to harvest the field, Heavenly Father. And God, now as the field are ready to be harvested, God, we pray that you would send us out one by one into the highways and the byways, God, that we can go and do the things that we're able to do. And Lord, give what we have to give. And God, and let us be a blessing to someone else. And Lord, now I ask that you would just bless us, lead us, and guide us, Lord. And Lord, we humbly ask this now all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.